I don't know what to do. Watch up, pour some water right over you. Okay, ahead. Can we get this guy soaked? So long, pal. Let's see.
Might drink this a little try anyway.
What's that?
Might drink this a little try anyway. That felt good.
Okay. So long. Okay. So long, kid. Well, John, what do you say we take a little coffee and cookie break and we'll see, see what's happening upstairs? We'll give Mark another banana.
No, that's enough. He's had enough for today.
Let's listen to the Veterans Administration for a while, and we'll have a little coffee and cookie break. How about the Andrew Sisters for a short time? Then we'll have a comedy record, then we'll be back, okay? Please don't eat too much. Take your time and be good. Winter is here, and BZ Storm Center will have complete reports when you need it on WBZ Boston Group W Westinghouse Broadcasting.
The Andrews Sisters, as you remember them. From the Here's the Veterans Archives, the Andrews Sisters recorded in 1956.
Hi there, we're the Andrews Sisters on Here's to Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere. Especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members are donating their services. Hi, all of you nice people. We're the Andrews Sisters.
Hey, what'll we do first, girls?
Well, how about one that all you World War II ex-GIs remember?
We just re-recorded this one in hi-fi.
Well, it goes something like this.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside to my heart, delight and the soul seemed new to me. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a big special fact with you. And so I've racked my brain, hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By me, it's to shame. Please let me explain. By me, it's to shame. Ain't you crying?
A few years ago, the Veterans Administration stopped issuing life insurance except to certain severely disabled veterans, but over 5 million GI life insurance policies are still in force. Those policies are a type of contract, a contract that says, when you die, a certain amount of money will be paid to your beneficiary. Naming the beneficiary you want is a very important part of that contract, and just like other good contracts, these instructions must be in writing. The VA can only pay insurance proceeds to the person you name in writing. Births, deaths, changes in marital status, all may mean your beneficiary designation is... So you see, it's a good idea to review your circumstances periodically and make changes in documents like your GI life insurance policy when they're needed. Get full details from your nearest Veterans Administration Assistance Center or Service Organization representative. Now back to the Andrews Sisters.
Well, now what do we sing, kids? Well, you know, Patty, how about Tulip Time? I think everyone remembers
that.
Oh,
no, let's not do that.
Tell you what, let's do Hold Tight.
Hold Tight?
Yeah.
Oh, I got an idea. Let's do Rum and Coke.
Okay.
I'll settle for that.
Wonderful. Yeah. Let's go.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down for Kumana, Bocmata and Dada, working for the Aki dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. If a Yankee comes to Trinidad, they got the young girl off of a lot. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down for Cuba, both mother and daughter.
I mentioned that there are more than 5 million GI life insurance policies still in effect. I also told you that the VA, by law, can only pay insurance proceeds to the person you designate as beneficiary. Now I'm going to tell you about some extra protection you can get with your GI insurance. It's called Total Disability Income Provision. Now that strange-sounding phrase really means something quite simple. By paying an additional premium, you can protect yourself against loss of income if you become totally disabled. The disability doesn't have to be permanent, but depending on the type of policy you have, it can take over after 4 or 6 months of disability and pay you an income for as long as you do remain disabled. For complete information on GI life insurance and the total disability income provision, contact your nearest Veterans Administration Assistance Center or Service Organization representative. Now back to the happy sound of the Andrews Sisters.
Now, hear this.
I wrote my mother. I wrote my father. And now I'm writing you too. I'm sure of mother. Sure of father, and now I want to be sure, very, very
under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from a girl who heard from the girl next door to me. The boys he met just love to pet and it fits you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Suit of clothes blindfolded. You'd want to try on the suit, examine the fit, find out about the fabric, and ask the price. Well, if you're a veteran and what you want to buy is a GI house, investigation beforehand is literally thousands of times more important than picking out a suit. For most of us, buying a house is the biggest financial deal we are likely to make. So before you buy, VA suggests make sure the house is right for you. Check the neighborhood for several blocks around. You may be living there for a long time. And what about shops? Is there a convenient shopping center, or will you have to go miles downtown? And what's the story on schools and churches? How far will you be from public transportation? And don't fail to check the house itself, inside and out. If necessary, bring along a friend who's an expert. Be sure you're satisfied before you buy.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from the Andrews Sisters.
I'm Patty.
I'm Maxie.
And I'm Laverne.
Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services,
and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest.
Tune in again for more Top Flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans.
And from Hollywood, we're the Andrews Sisters saying,
thanks for listening.
From a 1956 recording, the Andrews Sisters, as you remember them, on Here's to Veterans.
Thank you.
Boston.
The Red Sox and Milwaukee Brewers are scheduled to play
Texas 7, Minnesota 3, and the White Sox 10, and Kansas City 9.
Today's action at Wimbledon has been rained out. With Doug Hanscom,
Club Pro, and Gil Santos wakes up sports.
Carl D'Souza.
This can we drink to this morning?
Are you living in the Carl D'Souza caravan?
Robert, the Carl D'Souza caravan.
And you're on the lead horse.
And Dave Maynard.
I'm not quite ready to go on, okay?
I'll do my song and dance routine, ready?
You and me against the world, kid.
I'm ready. Now we're both going to lose.
You're on the Dave Maynard show. Stop saying hurrah. It gets to me.
Wake up, Boston.
Boston wakes up with the BZ Morning Team.
This morning at 5:30.
WBZ Survival Match.
Jobs wanting people.
People wanting jobs.
If you're an employer with a job open,
WBZ wants to tell people about it.
Free. Just send us a description of the job opening and we'll put it on the air.
Send your job to Survival Match.
WBZ Radio, Boston, 02134.
It's one more part of Survival 75 on WBZ Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And I'm delighted that you came to the Hungry Eye tonight. Because it takes a lot of courage to come into a joint that is filthy. Let me give you one word of warning. Don't ever eat here. I ordered a steak rare. You ready? With a little care, this thing could have recovered. But I drank it. We still have a lot of fun in here every night. One woman nearly died laughing. But I'm all right now. I want to explain why I'm here because I know you're going to wonder sooner or later. My explanation involves the management. I'm going to have to talk quite a bit about them. So we'll save a little time. I'm going to speak from now on of the management simply as they. Now remember, it's just another four-letter word. They invited me here in hopes I might be able to bring up the tone of the play. You know we're never going to get it up to street level. You know, if they put down a new rug, they think they've done their part. It raises a half an inch, you know. And they didn't do it right. They just slapped it down over everything. And there's some big lumps that I... And there's some little teeny lumps that are still moving. But if there is a low-budget way to do it, they'll find it. Like the year the sanitation board sent a man in here. Holy smoke, when he regained consciousness. He saw it by daylight, sweetie. He said, look, you have got to get an exterminator in here. Do you know what they did? Hired a Spanish dancer. For every lady in this room, I personally wouldn't think of going into that powder room. But I dropped in opening night to read the walls. One of the waiters thinks I stole an altarpiece. I'm in enough trouble without getting mixed up with them. Incidentally, watch out for that waiter. He's very nervous. You'd be nervous, too, if you were stealing. And our back bartender there, he looks very honest, but he was treated last week for hand in the till. That's a terrible disease. We have a great new drink here that opens your nose. But it closes one eye. But where was I? Oh, Oh, yes. Oh, I just hope you didn't eat here. Oh, if I could have just warned you, you know. Pretty sure they're so proud of the food. Just because it's never been touched by human hands. Oh, the chef is an ape. Oh, I knew it the minute I met him. Well, he made a pass at me. And they work a little different. Holy smoke, you talk about direct. No candlelight, no wine, just boom. I could never go for it. Oh, peanuts on his breath. He's just a little hairy. But here's the mark. I'm wearing a full-length net, you know. I think it's the mermaid caught him in. Because I realize that all the women in the audience have absolutely got to wonder why I am dressed like this. There's no excuse. But there are a lot of reasons. And mostly they involve bad luck. Well, the one thing I really can't stand here, Scott, you could twist these all night and the picture doesn't get any better. New products, but I try them all, and that's when I get in trouble. Man, Sam, I said I did. I had to give it up. It lowered my voice. And I'll tell you what really did it. The day my husband called home and said, "Is that you, Sam?" Why am I getting up for that? And then the cigarette. I tried this brand, and I will never smoke another. I tried them. For people I hate. You wouldn't believe it. The claim sounded so great. If they claimed that nobody could get any growth of lung irritation because of this powerful pump. And I said, what they didn't tell is that you can get a dreadful hernia from the drug. The girls must know that this is the Jackie Boy. Please. I bought the dress, and I never knew what was wrong with it, so I got it home and out in the backyard to hang up the wall. Are you ready? We haven't had that many people in the backyard since the dog got burned. Of course, I should never have let him have the matches. But he said he was going to burn a cat, and I believe him. Neurotic dog. I hated him. He's so dumb. You can't find a dog that dumb. But we look. Well, there's one thing about it that I am never going to get used to, if it continues as it is, and that
has explained how the United States can be self-sufficient in energy within the next 10 years. Harper's told how the government's indifference to air safety...
...the tightest man in America with money.
Harper's uncovered the surprising truth about how Nelson Rockefeller got to be vice president.
And
Harper's
revealed the unanswered question... ...even thinking there's an impediment in his reach. I can give you another example of how...
...I have a toll-free number...
...for weeks ago, he's going to wait for 1,500 pounds of steel wool. He's going to miss a Volkswagen.
Subscription, that's only $3.99.
For one thing,
it's a big $5. savings
and hear about it flying on the kind of flight that I'm on. Oh, I love this.
You receive a full refund on the balance of your subscription, so there's practically no risk.
The first flight, because there are none of across the extras like landing gear. And boy, these flights I'm on, this tape job, they say they're not allowed to land at an airport. That's a bad place.
Well, it would ruin morale.
They don't really land, they just lose altitude. And I'm not nutty about old planes. They paint these old planes over and over and over. I'm against it. Paint is heavy. And they never quite paint over Spirit of something or other. And when I'm on a plane in a wicker seat, I'm nervous. And the signs are different down in front. It says, don't spit on the floor, it leaks. You can't get insurance. I always try. I went up to the window, and the lady said, well, now, which plane are you on? I said, the one they just carried out. That did it. I bet she was very gracious. We prayed together. And then she gave me a complimentary hymnal. And boy, when I'm that scared, I don't sing. I throw up. Including the best. The jet, the first class, the champagne. Have you ever been on a flight when just before takeoff time there weren't three idiots out on the wing tightening things? Doesn't seem a little late. Why do they all look like they flunked sandbox? I watched them gasp this thing. And there were no two propellers the same size. They'd gotten a great buy on draft. And they gassed one engine and threaded the other. You know, I'm not ready for these kind of flights. He said, I'd love to live to be a little old lady. These flights have got to be piloted by reject pilots. Guys that couldn't make it with the bus company. I can see the meeting now. They say, well, Charlie's such a sweetheart. And who cares about sweetheart Bud? And you know, they say, well, he can't handle traffic. Well, we'll send him up there. Oh, and when this guy got on, oh, he was having a little dizzy spell. And you're not ready for his breath. Oh, I was cleaning my dress. You can see the spots disappearing. I watched him turn a leopard coat back to rabbit. Honest to goodness, his breath smells like the lamps of China. And he was in the same condition as the Great Wall. Stone. He was dressed very unorthodox, may I tell you that? Wearing a beanie. With the propeller on the inside. And we could have used it on the outside. And you know your captain should have four stripes, right? The man in our men's room has six. I'd sooner fly with him. In the men's room. Just a try. So I gotta talk to this idiot and find out if he's as bad off as he looks. Well, that's gonna have to be a very simple question, or the answer will scare me to death. So I said, sweetie, what time is it? He said, the big hand is on six.
Phyllis Tiller, we hope that she's enjoyed that. Got a couple of laughs. And the big hand here is on 1, 2, 4. I don't know what time it is, but for complete traffic information, tune to Joe Green and the BZ Morning Team on Radio 103. The Spirit of New England, WBZ Boston Group, W Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 32 degrees in Boston. Tonight's low will be 30. I'm Streeter Glick reporting at 3 o'clock, WBZ News. Another Arab guerrilla assault in Israel has ended without loss of life. All six of the guerrillas who stormed the shore beach at Tel Aviv's entertainment district were killed by Israeli troops. The military command says some of the people taken hostage by the terrorists in a beachfront hotel were also killed when troops stormed the four-story building. The guerrillas landed in two rubber rafts early Thursday morning. They were there for 3 hours. The beach echoed with machine gun fire and rocket fire. The terrorists reportedly took 10 hostages in the hotel and began negotiating for a plane to fly themselves and their captives to Damascus, where the hostages would be exchanged for guerrillas held in Israeli jails. Witnesses report Israeli troops entered the hotel by the roof, apparently when some of the hostages were freed. About 12 minutes later, the battle was over. The Arabs were dead and were, as yet unknown, a number of hostages. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, who arrived in London last night, will attend a ceremony today in Wales and plans to be in Egypt by Friday. Kissinger will spend the next 2 or 3 weeks shuttling between Cairo and Israel in an attempt to finally bring about a peace on his 11th trip to the Middle East. One official says that if Kissinger fails, it will be what he calls a summer of crisis. The United States halted its Cambodian airlift because of rebel attacks on the Phnom Penh airport late Wednesday, but resumed the flights early Thursday. The first flight Thursday carrying rice from Saigon to Phnom Penh left at mid-morning, more than 3 hours after its scheduled departure time. Rebels surrounding the Phnom Penh airport Wednesday pounded the field with rocket and artillery fire. The BZ News Time, 2 minutes after three.
Throughout Massachusetts, thousands of people are going hungry every day. You can help WBZ Radio and the Salvation Army feed the hungry. All this week, fire stations throughout Massachusetts will be accepting your donations of non-perishable canned goods. Please help. Make a donation at your local fire station.
The recession has been a boon to one small segment of the economy. Publishers of do-it-yourself auto repair books. Changing your own oil, putting in new points and plugs is an easy way to save money. And Boston area consumers are taking advantage of the growing number of simple car repair instruction books on the market. BZ's Ann McGrath has a report.
Do-it-yourself auto repair manuals are selling faster than ever at local bookstores. The recession and last year's energy crisis are major factors contributing to the increased demand for auto manuals. At Jordan Marsh, demand for and sales of the manuals doubled this year. And the type of customer interested in buying auto repair books has changed since last year. Then, the manuals were sold to young people, mainly from the 18 to 25 age group. Now the general public is buying auto repair manuals. Men and women of all ages and occupations, even housewives, are interested in do-it-yourself auto repairs. This interest heightened during last year's energy crisis when service stations had all they could do to pump gas, and consumers found they couldn't even get minor repair work done. That fact, coupled with today's tight money situation and ever-increasing auto repair costs, has turned many motorists on to fixing their own cars. The best general auto repair books are called Chilton's and Motors. Each book covers repairs on all cars made over 7 year periods. The 75 editions cover cars from 1968 to 1975. But lately, consumers are demanding specific manuals on a car model and year, and publishers are just beginning to churn out those manuals, which will explain how to do every repair on a car, from the basic tune-up to more complex repairs, such as engine jobs and electrical rewiring. Ann McGrath, WBZ News.
And now the weather for Boston and vicinity. For the rest of this morning, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. After Thursday, cloudy, chance of occasional light rain toward evening, high temperatures in the lower 40s. Thursday night, cloudy, chance of occasional light rain, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, partial clearing, highs in the middle 40s. In Boston now, it's 32 degrees. High sports fans on the BZ scoreboard. In the NBA, let's hear it, Tommy Heinsohn. Boston 116, Philadelphia 107, Washington 118, and Atlanta 112, New Orleans 123, Los Angeles 117. In the NHL, Buffalo 6 and the Rangers 3, Montreal 4 and Atlanta 3, Pittsburgh 4, Kansas City 4, Philadelphia 9, Minnesota 2, St. Louis 5, Vancouver 1, Toronto 4, Detroit 3. In the WHA, Minnesota 5, New England 3. That's it, sports fans, the top story of the hour. Another Arab guerrilla assault in Israel has ended without loss of life. All six of the guerrillas who stormed ashore a beach in Tel Aviv's entertainment district were killed by Israeli troops. The military command says some of the people taken hostage by the terrorists in a beachfront hotel were also killed when troops stormed the four-story building. And that's the 3 o'clock WBZ report. I'm Streeter Glick, WBZ News. Volunteer tutors are needed to help children who have been slowed down due to school unrest. BZ asks you to please call 267-2626 for details. Now, once again, back to the Larry Glick Show. My number is 254-5678. I'd like to take some calls, see who's out there in Radio Land. Hello?
Hello? Hello, WBZ. Come in if you can hear me.
254-5678. Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yes.
Correspondent.
Yes, hello there, Canadian correspondent.
Don't you know who it is?
No.
It's Lauren Group.
Who?
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, Lauren. Good, Lauren.
That's good. By the way, I can't find Lauren in too many states.
You what, Lauren?
I can't find Lauren in 48 states.
You can't?
No.
Which one, what state is without a Lauren?
Most states west of Mississippi don't have one. And there's a lot east of Mississippi that don't either.
How do you know that, Lauren?
I was looking up on different road maps.
Different road maps?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's not the way to find it, Lauren?
Pardon me?
That's not the way to look it up, the crowd on road maps.
Well, I was looking around anyway.
Well, then your information is false. It's wrong. Well.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
All right, report something. So give me some fresh news from Canada.
Well, I'll give you some.
Did
you hear about the ship, the answer?
The what?
Oh, it was a ridiculous incident happening off the St. Lawrence River, off of St. Lawrence.
What happened?
There's this ship that left Montreal.
Okay.
It said towards Boston.
Okay.
And there was a disagreement about who owned the ship. It was actually sold at an auction to a new owner. And one of the old owners still believed he owned it.
When was this?
This just happened the past week.
Go ahead.
And the fellow took the ship and headed out to St. Lawrence. And as they were discussing if the ship was in Canadian or international waters, the Mounties came down on it a few times. And finally today, on Wednesday, they arrested the captain and took anybody off the ship. Another big thing that happened in Toronto this week is that Toronto finally got two-man police cars at night.
Say what?
There's now two-man police cars.
Were they always one-man before?
Yeah, starting on Monday, like this week.
What's the reason?
Pardon?
What's the reason for putting an additional patrolman in?
There's been in the last 10 years, there have been about 4 policemen killed in Toronto. So in the last couple of years, the police have won at 2-man police cars at night. The murder rate keeps falling here, mind you. It was 25 last year for 2.5 million people, which is pretty good. Other things that are happening, the good old CN Tower.
Is that all you have is 2.5 killings and you have a population of 2.5 million?
Yeah, last year was about 25, I think. It was 24, 25, 2.5 million. It dropped 12% last year. It dropped from about 30 or 28 to 25. Do you realize the whole Canada has a lower crime rate altogether than the city of Detroit? Now, I don't mean Metro Detroit, I mean the city, which has about 1.6 million people.
Hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
I would say so, right.
Yeah.
Well, Detroit, that's the shoot-'em-up city.
True. Except that it's pretty peaceful in Toronto.
Yeah.
And,
Do the patrolmen have guns there?
Yeah, they do. The only city in Canada they don't have guns is St. John's, Newfoundland. It's the only police force that doesn't have guns. But they rarely use them up here.
There's no one up there, that's why.
Well, there's 2.5 million people in Toronto.
What about Newfoundland?
I don't know how many people in Newfoundland, 500,000, 600,000. But, you just can't buy guns like you can in the States.
I got one strapped to my leg right now.
Pardon?
I got one strapped to my leg right now.
I believe you. Mark would.
Huh?
I think Mark would. Believe you. But, no, there's nothing against
it. Well, okay, Lauren.
Hey, Larry?
Yes?
Before you go.
Yes, sir?
I called. I've been waiting since about an hour and a quarter.
You're okay, Lauren.
I wanted to give you some trivia. I got you going on trivia, I noticed.
Right.
I had lined up a half a dozen trivia, and I've been sitting around waiting to give them to you.
Oh, well, let's hear it, Lauren.
Okay. You got a pen? Said I, you know, give it out to some of your callers to answer.
Okay.
Give the answers to John.
Go ahead.
Okay, number one. Where do U.S. 1 and 2 intersect?
Nope, I don't like that. Carry on.
Okay, number two. What three states have the most counties?
Okay.
Now here's an interesting one.
All right.
Denver. Philadelphia.
Norfolk.
Jacksonville. Boston.
Yeah.
That's the longest one. Oakland. Cleveland. Warwick.
Okay, come on. Hey,
this is one more. Because it's really interesting. You'll never get any sport. That's it. I don't want state. They're all in one state. That's question number three.
What's the last one?
Eastport. I think a lot of New Englanders have heard of Eastport. And what state?
Denver, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Jacksonville, Boston, Oakland, Cleveland, Warwick, and Eastport.
And what state? And three shorties. U.S. number six, U.S. six.
That's the only one I'm going to use. Off the air.
Pardon me?
Off the air, you give it to Mark, okay?
Which one do you want?
Just the last one. What state?
You don't want to use the other ones?
No.
You don't? I know
you work hard, but I don't want them, Lauren.
All right, here's one for you, Larry.
Yeah?
If you like it, we'll leave it out. I mean, we'll let it.
Go ahead.
Try to get it. Yeah. Where's the only federal building in the United States that's in two states? There's only one that crosses the state line. It's two states. Have any idea?
No, which one?
Let somebody else get it.
Okay.
Okay?
Give us stuff to Mark, okay?
Larry, it's a pleasure talking to you.
So, hey, Lauren, it's a pleasure talking to you, too.
And
stay on the line and give that to Mark, okay?
Okay, Larry, take it easy, and I'll call you again.
Bye.
Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination has one job, to protect you against unlawful discrimination. If you think you may have been discriminated against, BZ urges you to call the commission at 727-3990.
Attica, 1971. 43 men died. Tom Wicker of the New York Times was there. He pleaded with Governor Rockefeller to talk with the prisoners. Tom Wicker was inside Attica when the end came. Tonight, Tom Wicker is here. Join him tonight at 8 on the Jerry Williams Show on WBZ Radio 103.
Well, let's take another call, 254-5678. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Larry Glick.
Yes, sir.
This is Harold coming in from North Carolina.
What part of North Carolina?
Right, long time no see.
Harold? Where in Carolina are you?
About 52 miles east of Raleigh.
Okay, Tar Heel.
Yeah, right down to pickle country.
I know.
So how are things going on these days?
It's fine. We've been picking them up here, too.
Yeah, I understand you have some nice weather.
Oh, man, it's great. It's 65 degrees now.
65?
No, well, how about 31?
That sounds more like it.
Yeah. I will pull your leg, Harold.
Yeah, it's doing about 32 here now.
All right. Are you a pickler?
No, I'm not. I talked to you, six or seven months ago.
Oh, what did we talk about, Harold?
Well, I was one that was in a small gift catalog business.
By Jiminy, I do.
Well, found something better.
What's
that?
Let
somebody else pay my salary now.
What do you mean?
Going into a hamburger business.
Hamburger?
Yeah, Hardee's.
Was it a chain?
Right, Hardee's Hamburgers.
Well, what's your job?
Well, I'm managing one of the stores in a little small town about 12 miles from where I am now. It's called Mount Olive. You ever heard of Mount Olive Pickles?
I heard of Mount Olive.
Well, that's where it is.
I'll be
the smallest little store there is.
And so you like the hamburger business?
Great. Real good. Fantastic company to be with,
yeah.
And we're going to run the other chain out of business.
Well,
Seriously, it's doing great, really.
What do you get for a cheeseburger?
Oh, a cheeseburger run you about 35 cents.
A couple of cheeseburgers and a order of french fries and a shake.
Uh-oh, look out.
Is that the way you do it?
Oh, no, we have them all fast food service. You know, you come in, everything's pretty well prepared right on. Char grill, charcoal boil.
And what do you do?
Well,
hey, Kim, it's already prepared.
Well, not exactly. You see, we prepare it as you go, you know. You follow what I mean?
No.
Okay, it's prepared on a charcoal grill. And it's patented from that, the only charcoal burger there is that has a patent type. And the theme of it's how we cook them that counts. And a big black Cadillac pulls up out front. That right now are just about 1,000 stores. This real fancy and customer. Growing every day. He comes in the
store. Okay, why don't you open up one yourself?
Huh? I got one. Working directly with the company. It's about the same thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your managers come in from your... They all train right in within the company themselves. And each one's more or less his own businessman. Of course, he's controlled by the company.
You have to put money in it?
No. Not a bit.
How about share the profit?
Oh, you share a profit with buying into the company itself.
Do you buy in it?
Sharing type of thing.
Yeah, have you bought into it?
Well, I have to be with the company a little bit longer first.
How long?
They require a certain amount before... Let's see... you can buy actual stock at any time, but...
Where's their home office?
Home office in Rocky Mount, North Carolina.
Rocky Mount. What do they sell there?
What do they sell? Well, let's see. We got a big burger called a Hefty. It's about a quarter pound of beef. And we got a Deluxe. We got a Husky Junior with a special type of sauce. It's our own sauce type. And, of course, your regular hamburger, cheeseburger, and hot dogs, fish sandwich, roast beef. Quite a good menu.
Who makes the roast beef?
I don't know. It's all contracted out and tested in the laboratories up there.
And then it's just shipped into you every day or every...
Right. Well, not every day. It's a weekly type of thing.
Well, what's the name of your place again?
Hardee's.
Hardee's.
Right.
H-A-R-D-Y-S?
No, H-A-R-D-E-E-S.
Hardee's.
Hardee's.
What kind of competition do you have in that little town?
Well, we don't have any competition.
Now, come on now, Harold. Is there another hamburger place there?
Well, there is one right across the street, but...
What's the name of it?
Burger House, I think it is.
What do you mean it's not competition?
Well, they just can't... There's no competition for us.
Who was there first?
They were.
And you just moved right in on top of them, eh?
Well, not exactly. On the same corner where we are, there's always been a hamburger place. Even when I was going through high school over.
Is there a McDonald's there?
About 12 miles from.
Burger King?
Also there. Burger Chef, Burger King, all of them around.
Holy mackerel.
But have you ever heard of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base?
Sure. Are you kidding? Who hasn't?
Well, it's the town of Goldsboro.
Yes, sir.
It's the closest large town from it. Little town that we have our Hardee's in is about 5,000, 6,000 population.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Do you eat that stuff?
Better believe it.
How many do you eat a day?
Let's see. During the shift, I go in the morning. Just a typical day. Go in the morning. And we have apple turnover, which is quite good. And I always get one of the fresh ones out first thing.
Right.
And that's my breakfast, usually.
And just a plain apple turnover?
Well, plain apple turnover. Of course, you're the best, you guess.
Right.
A cinnamon type. Not exactly the kind mother cooked, because I was a little better.
Harold, do you drink milk?
Pardon?
Do you drink milk?
Oh, yeah.
Homogenized milk?
Like it raw.
Raw? Where are you going to get raw milk, Harold?
There are quite a few dairies, small dairies around. We say raw milk. Of course, it is a cooked, you know, a pasteurization effect. Oh, you couldn't get it at all.
Right.
So, you know, the government requires that.
Right, it's not homogenized, huh?
No.
That homogenized book I just reading is bad for you.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the main reason I call you on, Larry...
You want to sell me a hamburger? I ain't hungry right now, Harold.
Exactly.
I don't want to eat nothing, Harold, you hear?
Right.
What is it, Harold?
You know, we've been hearing quite a bit about our economy enough.
Yes.
I put a question to some of your listeners and so on.
All right.
There seems to me that there is a lot of build up on what is bad. You follow what I mean?
No, I don't, Harold.
Okay. We got a lot of radio and newspaper and so on that tells us this is bad, the economy is going to hoots, the stock market going down, or the smart market going up or so. And we just don't have any real, actual facts as to what's going.
Together? Yes, go ahead, Al. Keep,
okay,
keep
what
it talking.
About is this. We've gotten a lot of scare tactics. And the reason I say this is, you know, being in a business like I am now, you know, a person's going to eat truth. But ours hasn't fallen off that much. And I look at the businesses around, and friends of mine that are in the business of sales, retail sales or so, theirs has not really fallen off that much either. It's just that there's a scare tactic out, seems to me, that they're trying to, just like this gasoline thing, if we've now all still drive just as much as we ever did. Nobody really bars with your speed limit.
Not here in Massachusetts.
I guarantee you. I went up to Washington last weekend.
Well, if you go 55 here, they'll nail you, Harold.
You try 55.
Yes, sir.
And if you go over 50, if you stay on your speed limit of 55, which it should be, you'll get run over.
Well, not here in Massachusetts. I'll tell you, Governor Dukakis said, he spoke to the state police, he said, men, I want that 55 mile an hour enforced, and by Jove, they're writing out the tickets now.
I'm glad there's one state that's doing it, because up around there, and between Route 95,
yes, sir,
which is about 25 miles from where it comes in through our state, you're going up to 95, it's, they never watch the speed limit.
Well, they didn't here, but they do now, I tell you, but if you want a big old fat ticket or you want to get pulled in, just drive the way you used to.
I wish the other states would do the same thing. They did start something on some of the states around, part of the states around, where if you go 15 miles over the speed limit of 55, you can be made to stop your car, park it, your driver's license will be taken. And they're enforcing it in some parts of our state now.
Well, Hal.
That's the way to do it.
Hal, you're okay in my books, I tell you. And pickle in the middle and the mustard on top.
There you go.
You're okay, Harold, and I like your spirit. You're going to be successful in that little hamburger joint.
Well, I hope so.
I know you will, Harold.
Well, we've got something a product that I think is top quality.
Oh, I had a hamburger across the street at that burger place, and it was just as good.
Well, you know, we don't down any other product. We don't mean to.
But you shouldn't.
Because the person's got to be in business, and they're businessmen just like we are. And I say we haven't got any competition. Well, we have a different type of hamburger than anybody else. That's the reason we don't.
Yours is made of goat.
Not exactly.
How are you kidding?
Choco boil out.
Well, Mr.
A fried or of that type, a grill.
Well, Mr. Hardy, I want to thank you kindly for being on with us and giving us all those plugs.
There you go.
Thank you, Mr. Hardy.
Thanks a lot, Larry. And thanks a lot. Now, down around North Carolina, come to the pickle capital.
Harold Hardy. Oh, so long, Harold.
Be looking forward.
Bye.
Take care, Larry.
Good night. 254-5678. You're on WBZ. Hello.
Oh, check to see if this is Larry Gleck.
Wait, check. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought I'd get that in before you said it.
Yes.
At least everybody calls says, is this Larry Gleck? You know.
Check, Larry. I am.
Well, this is Sis from Maryland. I said Maryland instead of Balmer.
You what?
I said Maryland instead of Balmer, like everybody.
Oh, Balmer, right. Go ahead, sis.
Well, the reason I called is every night I listen to you, and I'm just ready to fall asleep, and you say, well, I'm going to take a cookie and coffee break, and I have to get up and get a cookie and a cup of coffee. And I just wondered if anybody else ever complained about it, because it makes me hungry 3 in the morning, and my husband complains.
My wife gets up whenever I say that.
It really does. I sit there and I think, oh, God, a cup of coffee and cookies sound so good. I have to get up and get it.
Are you in Balmer?
Yes, Catonsville.
Catonsville, Balmer.
Right.
Yeah, what if I were to give you a suggestion now? If I were to say, what's your first name?
Sis.
Sis.
Everybody calls me that. It's really Evelyn, but everybody calls me Sis.
Sis? Did you have a cup of coffee and cookie?
Yes. In fact, I I didn't have any cookies, and I had three little donuts.
Three little donuts chocolate sitting on the shelf.
First tried the first donut. And he swam, and he swam right over the dam. Three little donuts right on the shelf. One that sis ate one.
Well, anyway, I had them in my little boy's lunchbox. You know, I don't make a sandwich at night, but I put his cookies or whatever, you know. And I took one of his donuts out.
Took one of the kid's donuts out.
I'll blame it on you in the morning.
I'm going to give you a suggestion pretty soon. You're going to have another one before you go to sleep.
Another donut?
Yeah.
Oh, I will. That'll be awful. Then he won't have no dessert.
That's right. But you're having a desire now because that donut tasted so good. Oh, that my king of another donut. That was such a delicious little donut.
It was.
And you want another donut. Your mouth is beginning to salivate. You say, oh, I want to chop my teeth down on another little donut. Oh, that donut was so good.
It was delicious. But, Larry.
Yes, ma'am. What is it, sis?
Why don't you just say that you're going to take a little nap?
No, eat. Eat, mangy.
And something else, I've been listening to you for a long time, and my husband's birthday is the same as yours. And I know you believe in this astrology, don't
you? Yes, right.
Well, my husband's completely different than you. I mean, he's quiet, and he's just so different. That's why I don't put too much into this astrology business.
I've got a confession to make to you, sis.
What's that?
When I'm not working, I'm quiet, too.
Are you really?
Yep.
Isn't that something? Because I always said my husband was probably not quiet when he wasn't with me.
That's right.
That's probably true.
That's right. What does he do?
He's a pressman. He runs the press for, can I mention newspaper?
Yeah.
The News American.
And he runs the press?
Right, uh-huh.
You mean he does the same thing over all day long?
Yeah.
Oh, that would drive me plumb cuckoo, woman.
Well, and he works night work.
Both. What's he doing? Is he working now?
Yeah. Well, he's working a double shift. He is working now, but he usually works 4 to 12.
Yeah. And now he's working what?
Well, he's working a double. He's been working since 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Holy mackerel! What's he take a double shift for?
Money. What else?
Well, I mean, a double shift. Man, that's 16 hours.
I know. He does. Well, they've been pretty slow now. I mean, in fact, he just had his winter vacation, and they're going to force him to take their summer vacations. They're so slow. But at least he's working. I mean, everybody I hear is unemployed, you know.
I know. What do you tell him when he says, I'm going to take another shift? What do you tell him?
When what?
What do you say when he says, sis? Yes. Does he call you sis?
Yeah.
Sis, I'm going to take another shift tonight. I'm going to work 16 hours.
What do I tell him?
Hey, what are you telling
him? Good. Okay. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. That's all, huh? I mean, a poor fella, 16 hours, an hour to get there, an hour to get home, right?
No, about 25 minutes.
It's about 17 hours. He doesn't have time even to sleep.
Well, he doesn't do it that often. Maybe... Well, sometimes he does.
How many children do you have, sis?
Just one. Just one little boy, six.
Oh. Well, I think he should stay home for a week and let you take a double shift a few weeks.
He'd agree with that.
He would, right.
Well,
how come you're not sleeping now, sis?
Well, I don't usually. I mean, I'm usually always listening to you. I'm a faithful listener.
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
That's a good sign. That's an earth sign.
Can you tell me something?
The best sign is a Virgo.
With Taurus, huh?
Yeah, with Taurus.
I know, because Don is that, huh?
Right. That's right.
If my husband was here, I'm sure that he would say that Capricorn was. I'm sure of it.
Oh, Capricorn's a good sign.
That's good.
You're a good sign. You're a little suspicious of everyone, not of me because you like me, but you're suspicious of other people, especially when it comes to money. You really keep a close eye on that buck.
I do.
But there's some good things about you. That you're very clean. Your house is orderly.
Oh, right. That's true. I love my home.
Love your helm.
Everything.
The helm is something that you take care of.
Well, it was. I've lived in this house all my life. It was my mother's.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother died about 6 years ago, and my husband and I bought it.
Right.
And it was an old, big old hang, you know. And,
right.
And I just enjoyed so much fixing it up. We had a little anxiety kid on. And,
you were raised in that house.
Right, uh-huh.
And now your child's being raised in that house.
Right.
I'll be doggone. Well, how was it? Did you get a good deal on the house?
Oh, yeah, real good, because it really needed a lot of work, and we put new kitchen in it, and, it's just different. I just wish my mother could come back and see it, you know.
Is your husband handy? The truth?
No.
I'm not either.
No, not really, but we've had a lot of help. My one brother's really helped us.
Yeah.
His brother has helped us with the kitchen, put the kitchen in, and it's just giving me a lot of pleasure to see it.
Well, you're okay. If you're a little closer, John Detroit, he's very handy. He was in the construction business. He'd help you out, too.
Oh, yeah.
He would.
Oh, no, I'd love to come up and see you up
well,
in Boston. I'll never get up there, but I think you ought to have some kind of contest for people. Give a contest and have people win, and that would be the prize. Come up and see you up in your local.
Okay. All right. What state are all these cities? Let me do a station ID first.
Okay.
Oh, that's the pre-news. Where is he? Here it is. Jerry Williams, tonight on WBZ, Boston Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting. What state has all these cities? Denver, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Jacksonville, Boston, Oakland, Cleveland, Warwick, and Eastport.
Colorado?
Oh, hey, did he give the state to Mark? Which one is it, John? Oh, okay. Now I know. What is it, sis?
I said Colorado.
Colorado. Would you stick with Colorado?
Yeah.
You're wrong. Oh, you're wrong, sis. I'm sorry, sis.
Oh, what a donut.
Yeah. I'll give you a suggestion, Alex. You'll run over to your kid's little lunch pail and grab that little donut. He won't know the difference.
Well,
no, he won't. Go ahead. You have a strong desire to eat that donut. If you don't, Muck will get it.
I want you to. I
Muck will eat garbage.
I want you to hypnotize you so I won't eat.
Oh.
I'm not fat, though. I mean, I'm not overweight.
Right.
But I know if you keep telling me to eat donuts.
No. Keep your hands off that. That's a kid's donut. Keep your hands off it. Okay?
Okay.
So long. And tell your husband that you spent $50 on the telephone tonight.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I love your show.
Thanks,
sis. Hope you
stay on forever.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
If you've been shopping lately, you know that men's suits, sport coats, and slacks are selling for $125 to $175 and more. Then you wonder about how Adams Warehouse, that miracle-working outlet, can sell such fine clothing for men at such incredible prices. Here's how. A famous chain in New York closes its doors, a well-known manufacturer is overstocked, and Adams Warehouse buyers are there with an open checkbook to make those amazing buys. You'll find a tremendous selection, thousands of suits in all sizes and styles, including the latest leisure suits at $19 to $79, none higher. Thousands of sport coats at $12 to $49, none higher. Thousands of pairs of slacks at $4 to $17, and none higher. Many with America's most famous labels, and there's a tremendous selection for big men at prices little men ordinarily pay. See, you're gonna believe. Come on down to the Adams Warehouse, 123 Beach Street, corner of South Street, two blocks from South Station. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Saturday to 6. Bank America at a master charge card on it. Money back on any unaltered garment within 7 days.
All right, let's take another call. 254-5678. Hello, WBZ. If you can hear me. Hello.
Marty Quick?
Yes?
Yeah, I was listening to you about 2:15 or so.
Yes, sir?
And, I couldn't get to sleep after you mentioned that one with the hairy legs there.
Oh, yeah, that poor girl, but she deserves it. I mean, if she's got hairy legs, and, it's okay for a person to have hairy legs.
I know, but...
But no, if she works for a restaurant, and the restaurant says he wants smooth legs on girls or to look better for the customers, she'll have to either shave her legs or get out, right?
That's disgusting. It turns me off.
Me too, right. See that, with her hair flopping over her silk hose up to her knees.
I'd leave her a tip of razor blades and some shaving cream. That'd be the best thing for her.
Then she'll take her order, she'll get her little pad, put her foot up in the chair, and say, yes, sir, can I help you? So get your foot off the chair. Get your foot off the chair, lady.
Hey, listen, can you say hi to me?
No.
Hi to a friend of mine.
Who?
Paula.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that?
I mean, that's kid stuff. It looks like up in Nashville. Hi, Paula. How are you, Paula?
Uh-oh.
He can't do that.
No Charlie Giovanni there. You can't
say, say it right. Charlie Di Giovanni. No. Charlie Di Giovanni.
Oh, it's D.
Yeah, D-I. Di Giovanni.
Oh.
Say it again.
Di Giovanni.
No, you can't say it, you hillbilly you. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Reading.
Reading what?
Reading, Mass.
No wonder.
No wonder.
Yeah. Charlie Di Giovanni.
Charlie Di Giovanni.
No, you're saying Giovanni. It's not Giovanni. Di Giovanni.
Di
Giovanni.
Di Giovanni.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
They have this friend named Giovanni.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I couldn't get it straight, you know?
Do you know who lives up in that town?
Who?
Gary LaPierre.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Another one of your friends there.
That's right.
In the program.
That's right. He lives up there. Hey, which is it what, North Reading or Reading? Which is the better town?
Well.
Come on, tell me the truth, kid.
I think North Reading now. Reading before. North Reading is just starting to build up, you know?
Well, where are the better homes?
North Reading right now.
Where does, hey, John, where does Gary live? In North Reading?
You know?
In North Reading or Reading, do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, he's got a fancy house out there, so I just...
What's that, North Reading?
Well, I don't know. It's in Reading or North Reading.
Probably North Reading.
That's where the fancy house up there with tennis court.
Right.
Do they have any tennis courts in Reading?
Oh, yeah. But not like North Reading.
Yeah. That's,
oh, country clubs, everything.
Yeah, that's where he is, right. Tennis club, swimming pool, you know, tennis club.
No fool around up there.
No? Well, I don't know if I'd say that. What do you do for a living, kid?
Well, I'm unemployed. Well, I'm unemployed, but I drive cab every once in a while.
Oh, in Reading?
No, in Boston.
What cab?
Teal.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Charlie drives for.
Right, right.
139.
Right, I've seen him there. I've seen him sleeping a few times.
You've never seen Charlie sleep?
Oh, yeah, I have, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because I listen to your program a lot, and I see him hustling.
Yeah.
I see him snoozing a bit, you know?
Why don't you get a job?
Huh?
Why don't you go to work?
I am, part-time.
What do you do the rest of the time?
Oh, I'm trying to live it up, enjoy myself.
You're okay.
You know?
I'll tell Gary that you called.
Okay.
I'll tell Paula you called.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Okay.
So long.
Bye-bye now.
On Town Crier, the Family Alcoholism Program in Jamaica Plain is holding open house at their new facility tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. The new address is 687 Center Street in Jamaica Plain. For more information, call 522-1195. The Cambridge YWCA is holding open house now through Saturday. The public is welcome to observe and perhaps participate in the classes. For information, call 491-6050. The Greater Marlboro Council for Children is holding a large-scale testing program on lead poisoning now through Monday. Testing is free to all children up to 6 years of age. For times and places, call the office for children in Marlboro at 481-3476. Send your announcement on the postcard 2 weeks in advance of Town Cry, WBZ Boston, 02134. Okay, let's take another call, please. 254-5678. Yep. 254-5678. Come in if you can hear me. 254-5678. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, how you doing, Larry?
Molto bene.
Hey, que pasa?
Que pasa?
Yeah, Frank from Everett.
Hey, Frank, you Indian, you.
Oh, what are you kidding?
Hey.
Hey, look, I want to ask you about Bob Rosa. You know the book?
About who?
You know, Bob Rosa.
Hey, Bob Rosa, sure.
Yeah, you know, what the...
Can you speak a little clearer?
Oh, yeah.
A little louder, a little clearer. Someone on the phone there?
No, nobody's on the phone.
I think the Baron's listening.
Oh, come on now.
Hi.
Come on, you're kidding me now.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Hey, you're all right. Hey, did you read the book?
No.
You didn't read the book?
Oh,
that's
Solomon
in Everett.
What's that?
That's Solomon in Everett.
I don't even go to Everett.
You don't go to Everett?
Hey, how come you repeat everything? No, I don't go to Everett.
How come I repeat everything?
How come you repeat everything?
How come I repeat everything?
Did you know Barbosa?
Oh, Joe. My buddy.
Huh?
My buddy.
I mean, you know, I heard that he did have some buddies. He says nothing personal, but then he'd blow your head off.
Oh, wait a minute now. I'm going to go into hiding now.
Huh?
I'm going to go into hiding. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hey, Frank, okay.
Yeah, you're not too bad yourself.
Hey.
What are we doing so late at night?
What do you mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm up here. I got to go to work in about an hour.
Hey.
You should ring me up.
That's good.
Thank you.
Hey, where is Barbosa now?
Barbosa, he must be in the audience about now.
Did he have his eyes fixed?
Huh? He must have seen the cover of the book.
Huh?
Huh? The book.
Can you hear him all right, Frank?
I really can't hear. I got
a
bad connection or something.
Yeah, well, listen, I want this call traced and given over to Barbosa. I'll see. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I got a message from Barbosa.
What is it?
WBZ Survival Match. Jobs wanting people.
People wanting jobs.
If you're an employer with a job open, WBZ wants to tell people about it. Free. Just send us a description of the job opening and we'll put it on the air. Send your job to Survival Match. WBZ Radio, Boston 02134. It's one more part of Survival 75 on WBZ Radio.
Boston.
New England today sees a low pressure area which melted to Florida. There will only be a few periods of drizzle, but it will continue cool, but not quite as warm. It'll have to be part of the third. Mostly sunny, normal, cool weather.
Yeah, but they don't want to do it, do they?
I know, and all
the Carl DeSue's caravan.
And you're on the lead horse.
And Dave Maynard.
I'm not quite ready to go on, okay?
I don't know, I'll do my song and dance routine, right?
You and me against the world, kid.
I'm ready. Now we're both going to lose.
You're on the Dave Maynard Show, and stop saying hurrah. It gets to me.
Wake up, Boston.
Boston wakes up with the BZ Morning Team.
This morning at 5:30.
All right, take another call. 254-5678. Hello.
Hello. Hello, come in if you can hear me. 254-5678. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Hello there.
Did you find out whether there was a Warren Mass?
There must be a Warren Mass, right?
There is, right next to Brookfield.
Where's Brookfield?
Out past Springfield.
Oh, yeah. No, because I know that they would never give me false information.
Right, because I just ran into the cafeteria here and...
Where?
Down in Millis, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Some security down here.
Right.
Looked on the map and there it was.
You want to take a guess at the contest? What state has all these cities? Denver, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Jacksonville, Boston, Oakland, Cleveland, Warwick, and Eastport.
And what city was that?
No, not what city. What state?
Oh,
All aboard.
Hopedale.
Hopedale. All right. You hear that, John? I know it's really Hopedale. All aboard. All aboard.
Hartford, for Philadelphia, Norfolk, Jacksonville, Boston, Oakland, Cleveland, Warwick, and Eastport, and Cucamonga. Hello?
You heard from Peppy Fields at all?
Yes, she's a conductor on this train. She's not in show business anymore. She always wanted to have some sort of connection with the train, and she's a conductor.
Oh, she gets to travel a lot, too.
Yes, she does.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
She still down to Barcelona Motel?
No, she's a bellhop over at the Eden Rock.
Oh. Sounds interesting.
I know it.
Well.
No, she's working for Barbosa now in Miami.
Oh. Yeah, that must keep her busy.
Right. Well, okay, listen, thanks very much, neighbor. So right. Long, and keep listening.
I will.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you there.
254-5678, you're on WBZ. Hello.
Oh, what?
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, neighbor.
This guy that you were just talking to a minute ago on the radio, right?
Right.
You're talking about Barbosa?
Yes.
Well, you say over there, you just say, they never called the Barbosa, they call him the Barracuda. But that's beside the point.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like you to tell me something about myself if you could.
You're dumb.
Yeah.
Did I hit it on the head?
Pardon me?
Am I right? Did I get it right? Huh? And you're hard of hearing and you're dumb.
Well, you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to listen to myself and listen to you at the same time.
Oh, John says...
I'll shut myself up.
John says I'm 100% right. You're hard of hearing and dumb. I got 100%. Well,
Now, Larry, really.
What?
I listen to you all the time. I laugh at you. I say you're stupid. I say, because you're all right.
Right.
But 90% of the time, you make sense.
I don't make much sense.
No. Who's that girl way down in Tennessee there,
That's Sonia.
Yeah. Does she still call you once in a while?
Yes, she does, right?
Does she?
She's a loose woman. I don't want you hanging around with her.
I'd like to meet her because she's probably as loose as I am.
There it is, the Texas Calvary. I mean, the Tennessee Calvary at Dixie. Oh, yeah, there she goes.
Hey, Larry.
Hey. What is it?
Larry, could you put on your thinking cap for a minute?
Sure. Wait a minute. There she is, Sonia. There she is marching around. Carrying that little rebel flag on her shoulder.
Really, could you just really...
Let me finish.
Because I'm kind of a screwed up person, I think.
Well, you're screwed up and you're hard of hearing and stupid. No, I'm only kidding. No, I don't want to hurt your feelings. Listen, you took effort to call here and I have to be polite and kind. Go ahead, speak up.
It's the first time caller, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say those things.
No, Larry, I would just like you to, if you could...
What?